You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Joining me now is John U. Bacon, sports commentator for Michigan Radio. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the Western Michigan University football coach's future. What happened?
P.J. Fleck is the guy's name. He's only 35 years old. Clearly one heck of a coach. Brought a dormant Western Michigan team up to 13-1, undefeated going into the only one outside of Alabama. Undefeated team going into the bowl games. Played Wisconsin in the Cotton Bowl, by far the biggest bowl game in Western's history. They lose it. And then they announce that he is going to Minnesota to coach the Minnesota Gophers next year.
Now, the Gophers. I don't know too many coaches out of the Minnesota program. What's that going to do for his career?
There is a reason, Lester, that you don't. You can go back 50 years. A once proud program in the 30s and even the 50s. Minnesota is now one of the Big Ten's graveyards, frankly, and no one leaves this program alive. So I think P.J. Fleck just made a big mistake.
Well, he's going to be making more money, no doubt.
As mistakes go, he'll be fine.
Yeah. So what's this do for Western's program? The Broncos did really well this year, as you mentioned, and even the Cotton Bowl game was a really good game, I'm told.
It was.
So the program is where it's at. They're going to have to find a coach really fast. But is it all coaching, or is it just a good recruitment?
The answer is yes. Clearly, a great coach, no question about it. Put together a great lineup, and he is smart. I will say this: to leave Western, love it though I do. That if he had stayed, it's probably not wise. They're not going to go 13-1 next year, no matter who's the head coach. So, as a man named Billy Shakespeare said, "There's a tie to the affairs of men." So it's time for him to leave, but not to Minnesota. My strong hunch is they'll take somebody off Fleck staff to make him the head coach of Western. They're going to be fine next year, I believe. Sustainability is always a problem with any program, and time will tell about that one. But I think right now P.J. Fleck has cashed in, but he will not cash out.
Okay, that's John U. Bacon. He's Michigan Radio sports commentator. Thanks for coming in and giving us an update.
Thank you.